this year how I started it. Popping some motherfucking pussy for a player for some cash, bitch.
She had yet to see. This morning like the silent ecstasy. She said, yeah, this shit is hard, but it don't get to me. I just wanna be who I'm meant to be. She chilling on the couch with the lean cup. Always worth the swisher to the link up. Started selling addies in the 8th grade. But she fell in love with a weed plug. We mobbing A deep in the 2-door Beamer. Windows down so the smoke don't linger. She just wanna be an R&B singer. In love with the game, cause she know I won't leave her, yeah. No, I won't leave her, yeah, yeah. I can't change it. No, it's in my blood, it's everything that made me part of who I was. I'm always paper chasing. No, it's in my blood, but know that I can't change it. So I run it up, I run it.
Jail mic this week. So hey. Hopefully I won't hear about that.
Yeah, at least
yeah, I'm home, man.
To the wall.
Shout out to everybody for money on my books. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it.
He's on the inside.
Yeah, I had to get home for this one. You guys know the vibes. Running back, the hits. Lee in the building. I got Youngest in the building. How are you doing?
Special guest, Boo Radio in the building.
Super special guest. How are you doing?
God damn. I'm good. I appreciate that warm introduction.
Hell yeah.
It's great to be here, for real. This is the number one Boo Radio certified, for what it's worth, lawn mowing podcast that is on the market right now. My lawn looks better than it ever has thanks to this podcast.
I don't think you know how much that means, honestly.
a lot. Boo Radio certification is higher than like the FDA.
Yeah,
man.
The JD Power Award.
Yeah.
Man, it's been quiet for Fauci. It's been quiet. His recommendations.
Yeah.
My recommendations have been booming a bit.
But enough about it. Shaking, man. CDC is shaking.
Yeah.
Shoot.
But there's a reason we brought Boo on.
Oh,
Boo,
yes.
Before we get started, you kind of want to talk a little bit about your music ventures. I know you like to make beats and you like to do a little something, something on the SoundCloud. So
shit.
Want to talk about that a little bit before we dig in?
Sure. Damn. Thanks, man. Yeah.
My free time. We're here to promote you, not just use your great music abilities.
Damn. Appreciate you. Well, yeah, got a little bit up on a SoundCloud page. It's just flips or remixes, whatever you want to call them, mostly. I just like to fuck around in Ableton, have a lot of fun with it. Lately I've been making some mashups, putting things that probably should not go together. Depending on what state you live in, you shouldn't press play out loud around any authorities. But you know, if you're not worried about the law or you have a good lawyer, then definitely tune in. I'm having fun doing things that don't make much sense, you know. So if you're into that, then
what was the program you said you were using?
Ableton.
Okay. Like, I don't make beats at all, but I hear people like Audio Mac and like GarageBand and shit. So like, what about Ableton?
Hey.
Looking on Ableton.
Shit, Ableton. I'm gonna be honest with you. This is to people who have made a beat or two before. This is probably gonna be a pretty corny answer, but as you learn pretty quickly, I'm a pretty corny guy. So we'll strap and get used to that now. When Kenny Beats was first getting popular, I would just watch him on YouTube, just do his thing. And he just made Ableton look so easy. So I was like, hey, I watched somebody who I think is tight, be tight with it. So I gave it a shot. And that's what did it for me. But there's people using GarageBand, like you said, audio, whatever, like, and they're getting, you know, placements and shit. You know, I'm just kind of fucking around, not doing much productive. It's not too much productive work, you know, but it's fun though.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely make sure to put it in the description. I think you're getting a lot better too. Like, I've been listening to the stuff you've been doing.
You're listening, you're talking to two of your fans here. Like, thanks, you're man. A fan of our pod. We're
yeah, yeah. I listen to you on the YouTube, on SoundCloud. Like, yeah, I definitely like can see you getting better. So it's cool to like watch you have fun with the shit.
I really appreciate that, man. Both of you guys. That makes me feel good.
Yeah, and the reason Boo's good at this is because Boo listens to anyone and everyone. He keeps his ear low to the ground, and he's trying to listen to people that, like, you would never hear in 1,000 years.
It's true. Vince McMahon hit me up. He's got a tape coming out. He was looking for various release opportunities. I told him it wasn't a good idea. I kept it real. I'm not a yes man, you know, but yeah. Listen, no, there's a lot of different people.
Vince wants something. What can you do,
man? Yeah. It's hard to get in his way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but yeah, today we're going to talk about, we got like a list of people that we're going to claim as the people you need to listen to that you didn't know you need to listen to. Some, like, mine are a little less underground than Boo's. Lee's kind of somewhere in the middle between the two of us, but overall, these are people we're not positive you've heard of that we think you should check out. And, like,
people we haven't mentioned on here, mm-hmm. just some names.
If you don't like them, keep it to your goddamn self.
Yeah, like, it's still kind of like in the like continuation of that pandemic mode where I feel like a lot of people weren't finding new stuff. So
yeah,
this should be good. Maybe, like, you haven't found any new artists that you liked in a little while. Maybe you can find somebody that you like off of this. So that's the goal.
You get in on the ground floor, and then next thing you know, they blow up.
Yeah,
they're Rich. Yeah. They're Jack Harlow. You know.
Yeah.
You never know what happens.
Yeah.
But shit, how do we want to start this?
Do you want to just go one by? We can each do one. Go back and forth. Yeah.
Boo, tell us about the first person you want to talk about, man.
Man. So when you guys hit me up with the topic, the first person on my list, somebody we have talked about before, shared some links, is Tony Snow. I think he's from, I don't even want to say where he's from because I don't know for sure. So I'm not even going to say, but he's sick. He just makes a bunch of smooth shit for the most part. Some harder shit a little bit, but just wavy. And he kind of makes some. If you go on YouTube, I'm not sure if these songs are on Spotify, but the videos make them even better. He remade a couple, like, 2000s hits, like You Don't Have to Call. Like, he did a remix to that and did, like, an old 2000s video. Like, I don't know. He's just got he's just cool, like a personality thing too. Like, yeah, he's just a cool dude. I really like his stuff. Just came out with an album. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Tony Snow is kind of the reason why I kind of got the idea for this episode, because Boo posted that link. I listened to it. I was like, what the fuck? This is really fucking good, you know?
Yeah. But, like, we were both immediately like, yo, this is crazy for real.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
So I dug into the Reflections album that he has out now, like, immediately, and I was really fucking with it, and I was like, Boo always finds these type of people. So I hit up Lee. I was like, hey, next episode we do, if we can get Boo Radio on our show, we're 100% gonna do this.
Yeah.
Tony Snow was the inspiration for that. His tape is really good to give you, like, kind of some perspective on how much on the ground floor you'd be getting in. He's only got like 10,000 plays on his SoundCloud on this new tape.
Yeah,
like,
there you go.
There aren't many people in on this yet.
Yeah. Brand new, came out last week, I think. Yeah, he just, like, represents everything I love about where hip-hop music is now, where, you know, so many people from so many different places are doing so many different kind of things, and it's kind of this internet thing that not everybody knows about, you know?
Yeah.
I think he's really talented. He doesn't take his music too seriously in the terms of, like, there's a lot of fun elements to it, but it's, like, really, really good. I think he's super talented. The music is super fun, and this style is just what I love what's going on right now. So
I agree. I kind of like I agree. He doesn't take it, like, too seriously, but he's just, like, about getting money and being smooth. Yeah. Kind of like it in this similar sure. quality of, like, Larry June, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that kind of just, like, smooth, get money kind of thing. Like, yeah. I don't know. He's just good at it. It works.
Yeah. I'm trying to hunt to figure out exactly where he's from, but my guess would be like he's from like an Atlanta, like he's definitely somewhere southern. I feel like
yeah,
I
mean, yeah.
Kind of vibe I get from
he
him.
Might
he's
be
a southern yeah. Larry June would be a good
comparison. Yeah, Larry June like a kind of some, like leaning more into like the internet side of where hip hop yeah. is like Larry June. That's actually like a really good comparison.
Less yeah. less forex trading, more bricks and bundles,
mm-hmm.
things of that nature.
Yeah,
he's but, like you know, no smoothie.
Yeah, yeah, not as
similar. Yeah, similar philosophies involved.
Yeah,
yeah. Nah, but that Show You song will definitely be on my year end list. I'll tell you that.
Good man,
fuck out of that one, bro. That yeah. is crazy.
Yeah,
and really, the last thing I want to say about Tony Snow is the album that made me a fan. It's RPs and Plan Bs 2. It's actually a joint album with 10K Duncan, who's also really good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's a couple songs on there like Limbo, Not One. I think those are on the playlist. But those are some of the ones that made me a fan, man. He's awesome.
Yeah, we each made playlists for our guys so that way we would know kind of what we're each talking about. Yep. So me or Lee or both of us we'll put that all in one and send it out for
listeners
to listen to. Or we say we will. God knows if we actually do.
yeah.
We yeah, want... Sorry, I mentioned the playlist. I didn't realize that. I didn't
no, know it wasn't a secret. It wasn't a secret.
Yeah, no, it's
yeah, cool. Cool.
Yeah.
cool.
Lee, you want to go next? You got someone you want to dig into?
Yeah, I guess I'll go from most popular to least. So I'll start with Indigo D'Souza. One of my favorite new-ish artists. She kind of operates in like an indie pop scene. I first got exposed to her. She was opening for Lucy Dacus on her last tour. So I went to go see her this year. And she kind of stole the show, mainly because Lucy, she had like a herniated disc or something, so she couldn't really move around. So damn. Indigo was the opener, and she kind of came through with like the energy of the show, and she kind of like held it down on that end. And I'm a big fan of hers. Like I said, she kind of operates in like this indie pop sphere, which is kind of good for where we are right now. Obviously, like Olivia Rodrigo just had a crazy year last year. I feel like the music that Indigo makes is something that could be a little more popular, you know, once more people discover her. But yeah, she's a relatively fresh artist. She's only got like two albums out. Album out from this year, I admit I like her older album better, so I would maybe start with that one. It's called I Love My Mom.
Oh
yeah, I would check that album out. I think the big single from that was called Take Off Your Pants. Big fan of that.
Hey now.
Yeah, big fan of that one. So yeah, if you're like kind of into like the indie pop stuff, like some Urban Outfitters type music. you okay, know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think you should check Indigo out for sure.
Let's yeah, go. So a cosign to that Urban Outfitters comment, Pitchfork gave her new album 8.3.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this cover is kind of nuts. It's like a naked skull, but the skull's got titties. I'm not really sure what's going on here.
Ooh. Yeah, I think that's her thing because she kind of did something like that for the last album too. So I don't know if that's just like a theme she likes to go with.
Yeah, but it's a little bit out of our show's comfort zone a little bit. It's
yeah.
It's less R&B and more like poppy rock, I would say.
Got you.
Yeah.
That's cool. Is it like bedroom poppy a little bit? Like
light like that? Like grungy, more grungy.
Claro or not like, oh, grungy. Okay, okay.
Yeah, I would just say
at least that's the vibe I got. Lee's
got you.
Yeah, it's a little bit more like it has more intensity than like a Claro, I would say.
Got you.
But yeah, I think if like similar fans, there's probably some overlap there, I would say.
Cool.
Yeah. She doesn't have a lot of stuff out, so if you know, not a lot that you got to dig into.
Ground
floor. Said it was Indigo. What now?
Indigo D'Souza.
Indigo D'Souza.
Yeah, S-O-U-Z-A. I just realized a lot of fucking hard-ass names to spell on like everybody's stuff.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'll do something similar to Lee. I'll go from, like, what I feel is the most popular. My guy's Payroll Giovanni. So Payroll Giovanni is actually from Detroit. And he's got two tapes with Cardo Got Wings, the super producer, called Big Boston. So Big Boston Volume 1 and Big Boston Volume 2. Big Boston Volume 2 is the one that, like, got me locked in. Weirdly enough, his music sounds very relaxed and very West Coast. And he's got, like, a similar type that we were talking about, that Tony Snow, just like relaxed, like good vibes. The Big Boss of Volume 2's got a lot of strong features on there. There's a Jeezy feature on there. There's who else is on there? I'm trying to remember. One sec, but like the Cardo productions really help him out. I've listened to him afterwards.
I love Cardo.
Yeah. Got E40 on there, he's got Young T.O. on there, he got some bigger names, but yeah, Cardo really helps him out. I've listened to his music outside of the Big Boss and stuff, and it's a little bit of a different vibe because the producers he's working with don't really have Cardo skill. But if he can link up with guys like that, if he keeps like trucking along and, you know, getting bigger and bigger, he's going to be working with better producers. So I expect a lot out of him.
He got Charlie Puth in there doing his best. Charlie Puth and that's banging away. It's like, I'm sorry, man. I'm trying.
Yeah.
This was definitely my favorite of the ones that you recommended, probably youngest. Like,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it. They're kind of this duo. They've been working on, they have some projects. And Cardo, his whole career really, but the past couple of years, I think he's been doing some amazing work with the collab albums. Like, he's worked with June. He's got this. He's done a really good job of just like locking in with artists and making projects that fit their style. And yeah, this is some shit that is like, summer's coming. Summer's here, really. Gas price is high, so you don't want to just be driving around. But if you're driving around, this is definitely some shit that I can't wait.
Drive to a parking lot, open up the windows and sit in the parking lot for an hour.
Yeah, this is some shit that I can't wait to, you know, play driving around in the summertime. Super fun, super cool vibes. Yeah,
I got my AA battery hand fan.
Yeah.
Pimping.
Yeah.
No, Cardo's sick. Cardo does whatever the fuck he wants. He just like, remember he did like an album. He just chooses an artist, and Pierre kind of does the same thing. I haven't listened to the last few, but you'll just see Pierre and with some artists you've never heard of, new album on Spotify like every month at least, like it feels like anyway. And I feel like Cardo kind of does that same thing, and it's cool. It's a very cool way to be a producer, I think. Just work with all the people you want and just make a whole album, lock in.
Not to make this whole thing about Cardo, but the funniest thing about Cardo is he's on Twitter like a regular ass user. For real. Like, he's not like rappers and other producers that are always like talking about music, or they're trying to talk about some deep conversation. Like, he just tweet, like he'll be watching a Laker game and just tweet it, like
regular. He's just live tweeting.
Yeah, he's just a funny ass dude on Twitter, so that's always good. He's got like a level of self-awareness, and I think that helps him with what Boo was saying, where he's like humble enough to work with a Payroll Giovanni and work with a Larry June and then go make a song for Drake. Like, he's not too big for anyone.
Yeah, he has the credits to have the to work with big names, but also just like the taste and like
exactly
the humility to work with people who might not be a bigger check, but it's, you know, I'm assuming anyway, it's what he likes, it's what he hears, and he's just like, this is the shit that just, I don't know.
Yeah, and I think when people like passion projects are so interesting in music because there's such variance, they can be so bad and so good. But I think when you find people who know what they're doing with passion projects, like they know who they're linking up with and what kind of sound they have, and like people who know how to do that, it's always great. And Cardo is one of those. So the fact that he would reach out like to Payroll and be like, hey, let's work and do these projects, it says a lot. And it shows. Like, Payroll is great on these. I don't know if you said your favorite song, Youngest, but like Good Day to Get Money, that entered the rotation so fast for me. That shit is in rotation like forever now. So
I didn't put it on my playlist, but there's a outro song called Bylug Outro, and it's just like a giant cipher with a bunch of Detroit dudes. I can't tell the difference between who's who. Like, it's a bunch of just like his homies, and the beat Cardo gave him is nuts, and it's 6 minutes long, and it's just dudes gave like trading 16s. There's no hook or nothing. I love that shit.
Yeah,
they're just screaming at him to keep looping it. Keep here in the background. You hear it at minute 6, minutes 9, and minutes 15 in the song. And people in the back going, Lupe! Lupe! You got to listen close.
Boo, what do we got for our next one, man? What do you got for
us? Yeah. Number 2, RXK Nephew, who is probably, there's a couple ways, possibly several ways you could describe this man. He is a hilarious person.
Very funny. So funny.
He makes a lot of funny shit. Where should we go next? He is very busy. He has a lot on his plate between juggling turbulent familial relationships that he likes to talk about. I can't tell if it's like a struggle with Henny or more of a partnership with Hennessy their products. I don't know if he knows. That's his business, not mine.
Exactly.
Also, he's somewhat of a fair warning. I know that we likely have CPF listeners such as my good pal Bask. I know that a guy like Bask, you got a good heart, and you got a good heart, pure soul, man. You might not vibe with this guy. I'm gonna be honest with you. He says some things that are pretty I don't know, many people call him cancelable. You know, he's a pretty cancelable figure, maybe. So I don't know, man. Yeah, he says some things that are pretty problematic, but I don't know if you can find the humor in some of those things. I think you'll have a good time.
Yeah, he
sorry if that was kind of long-winded.
No,
that was good. Not.
You that was very good, and you described him perfectly to a T. Right, he good. Is very busy. There's a lot of stuff going on in his music. It is not traditional by any words of the moon. He reminds me a lot of like BFG Pac-Man, who probably could have been on one of these lists, but just like,
man,
a very talented and humorous rapper. He's like having as much fun in the booth as he possibly can.
Was that the guy who was also delivering mail? Is that the guy from
Let me find out.
It was fucked up how they did him on Twitter. It was very fucked up. Crazy. This is who I'm thinking it is. They went to his job, which I mean, I guess his job is just outside. Like, so I mean, like, they just went outside.
Yeah, he might have came to them, to be fair.
He was covering his face up with mail and shit. It was fucked up.
That's tough.
With mail?
Oh, he's a hardworking man. People are trying to climb a hardworking man.
I mean, he spits too, but to RXK Nephew, man. I was listening to your list, and like the 30 on your elbow song came on. I started dying laughing, and I just like grabbed it. I was like, bro, who the fuck is this?
Can't tell if he likes his aunt or if he dislikes his aunt. Maybe both. Once again, maybe not my business. I don't know.
His music's very busy. There's a lot going on. It's clear he doesn't have someone that's a good mixer because it's like super raw and uncut.
Not a priority. That's not a priority for our friend RXK.
That's part of the charm.
Yeah, reminds me of a young Sada baby, like.
Yeah,
maybe young BFG Pac-Man, a Michael Christmas, you know, just is this dude like a little chubbier? Because that would make a lot of sense, not gonna lie.
He's not actually, he's
I think he's a slender fellow.
He is actually Slender Man, is an alias of his. He's shaped like if you knocked half a foot off of Juancho Hernan Gomez, that's what he's shaped like.
No, this one was I think the one that I listened to that like had me just like laughing the most. And I knew it would, there would be one of those from Boo. And this was definitely the one. I think the one you sent, the real Lil Reese, which is like, it's like a 13 minute, just like,
oh my God.
Like,
oh, also, like, yeah, I know I get basket warning. I also want to give Lil Reese a warning. Lil Reese, I know you're listening. You're not going to like this guy either. I promise.
And like, don't press play. I do like about this guy is I think he might be a battle rap fan. Cause he just like dropped like battle rappers, like names in the song. Like,
I didn't even notice who was he.
And just like other, I think he said something about Loaded Lux, like other people. Like he said, like something about Peter Guns. Like,
he's a peak shit talker, man. He's a very good shit talker.
Just like he's from Rochester too, which is a wild city to have a rapper.
Just insanely. Rochester,
like New York.
Yeah, probably. I hope not Minnesota.
Nah, just insanely funny references. Like another one, obviously, like just not taking himself too seriously, but just like the the absurdity of it all is good.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, his album name is Make Drunk Cool Again. And it's a cartoon of him drinking Henny while driving. So that's kind of like that fine line Boo's talking about where it's a little offensive.
This is someone, not everyone you press play on Spotify on needs to be a role model.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying whether he should or shouldn't be, you know. I've been doing more push-ups since I started pressing.
Oh, actually, I take that back. His the name of the album on Spotify and Apple Music is Make Drunk Cool Again. The name of the album on the album cover is Make Drunk Driving Cool Again.
I was going to say, I thought you forgot a word, but I wasn't going to, because it was worse. So I was like, nah, yeah, we'll just keep that one.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. That's crazy. Okay, yeah, okay, okay.
Yeah, so... My fault.
However, still some tracks. You know what I'm saying?
This is an endorsement of my own and not a running back to hits. These opinions are not a reflection.
I'll eat the endorsement, too.
Yeah, he got a couple tracks. I'll say that.
Yeah, he got some tracks. I don't care.
Yeah,
right, I'm not telling you to vote for him for president. I'm telling you to listen to his music.
Yeah.
Check out a tracker.
You feel me?
That's all.
Yeah. Lee, what do we got next?
So, like I said, going from kind of people who you might have actually heard of, this one is a guy who some people might have heard of. Topaz Jones.
Smooth bitch.
Yeah. He's a guy who's kind of been around the scene for, you know, like 3 to 5 years. Kind of culminating in his album last year, Don't Go Telling Your Mama. Got a lot of love from like publications on Year and List. I think I might have even said it as an honorable mention. A record that I really, really enjoyed. But he's been bubbling for a while. He kind of operates in this like, you know, intersection between hip hop and soul and funk and R&B. Kind of one of those genre benders. But his music is great, super fun, like another one of those like summertime guys. Like summer's coming, I'm definitely gonna run back to Don't Go Telling Your Mama. But even songs outside of that album, like Tropicana, which is the song that kind of like broke him, it's like 3 or 4 years old at this point. I love that song.
Six, man, it's 6 years old. That show was when I was in high school.
Wow. Yeah, like that song is crazy. I think I might have been like in high school or college when I heard it too. So yeah, he's a guy whose name has like been around for a while. I think a lot of people in the industry know him. Like he's worked with some really, really great people. He's got some people on this record. Don't Go Tell Your Mama that I enjoy. Levin Cali's on there. Fonte is on there. Like, yeah. He's super talented, I think. And he's someone that pretty much anybody can listen to. His music is super accessible. I think anybody can fuck with it. If you want to check out a song, Tropicana is one, obviously. What else? Baba 70s is one that I love. Black Tame. Just go run that Don't Go Telling Your Mama album from last year. Super, super dope listen.
Yeah, he's someone I recognize from working with Levin Cali, who's not just a show favorite, but one of my favorites too.
That's actually how I was introduced to him as well.
Okay. Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, so really into his like vibe, I guess, for lack of a better term. He's really sets. When you see his name on a song, you kind of know what you're coming into. In the similar vein of like a Steve Lacy or Blood Orange, like people that work with a lot of different artists, you see their name, you know what they're bringing to the table. He's got that similar feel, and that's important to me, at least. I think that's something that we kind of lose a lot, to have a guy just be like, hey, I'm going to come in, and this is kind of what we're going to make the song sound like, and it works out more times than not.
He's strong in his fucking, I don't know, he has an identity that he's not, I don't know, I'm trying not to say he's unique, but he's unique. I'm trying not to say that word just because it's, I don't know, it's an obvious thing to say about maybe a lot of artists you like, but it's true though, man. He just like, he's doing his own damn thing. He's smooth.
Yeah. I think identity is actually a great way to put it. Like, he's not big enough to do it, but he would be someone who'd be great as like an opener for like a Silk Sonic tour. That's the type of vibe that he operates in.
No more that. Silk Sonic talk on this pod.
You're right. I'm sorry.
No, I'm fucking around.
My next is actually someone that's pretty low key. I don't know how the fuck I found him. I mean, we haven't really talked about how we find these guys, but there's this dude from New York, Caleb Giles. Kind of the new, a typical New York style rapper, and less in the vein of like a Pop Smoke or a J. Critch or someone that kind of makes music that way, but more in the vein of like a Joey or a Earl Sweatshirt. Earl Sweatshirt's definitely the type of vibe I get from him, especially his beat selection. Yeah. He picks more orchestra type beats and some samples, and they're very exquisite and they're drawn out, and he raps a little more fluidly than the guys that I was talking about. I feel like I hear him crystal clear, and that's something that I really enjoyed in his music. The project that I recommend and the one that I found him with was called Under the Shade. It's not too long, actually. It's only 11 songs in 23 minutes. It's a quick listen. I listened to it like twice before we decided that we were going to do this episode, just because it was quick. But yeah, he's kind of bubbling. Doesn't really have much. He dropped another album in 2020 that I was kind of listening to. He has Fauci on there. Fushi.
Yeah.
Artist we've talked about on this show plenty of times because of her features. But yeah, he's kind of a name to look out for. I'd get in kind of early on that and see what he amounts to. I'm always excited to see how he's going to grow. Yeah,
I think, of course, if you're like a fan of like boom bap hip hop, of course, check this out. But I think his music is a little more expansive. The production, like you said, is just like super beautiful. Definitely raps more like a traditional MC, but nothing that's like lyric umbilical type shit. Just like real shit, you know what I'm saying? To listen to, like, I love his subject matter. Like, I like to hear what he has to say, which isn't the case for, you know, a lot of people who are around right now. So yeah, this guy is definitely great. This is another guy who I'm gonna kind of tap into more because I really enjoyed the little bit that you said over.
I think that's impressive to do right now, to be a little more boom bappy and not be lyrical miracle.
Right.
You know, yeah. I think that's an impressive pocket to pull off right now. So yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, he really sounds inspired by like a lot of the 90s rap in a way that, you know, you kind of felt Joey was early on in his career, the way like Joe Badass was early on in his career, where he's not trying to like finger wave, I would say, like old school's better than the new school kind of stuff. It's just the stuff that spoke to him a little more. Like I really get
sounded souls natural.
I get like a Souls of Mischief or like a Far Side from him.
Yeah.
Like he clearly cares about the music and he's rapping that way because that's how he knows how to rap. He can't really do a similar, like a newer style or the styles that we've been talking about. I don't know if he would really collaborate with anyone we've talked about so far today.
Hey.
Boo, what do we got for our next one, man?
Shoot, third on my list, we have Z Loopers. I don't know if it's a hard E or not. But
spell it for the people.
Z-E-L-O-O-P-E-R-Z, I believe.
Yes, it is.
Hey, I want the spelling bee. No bullshit. I want the spelling bee. Third grade. And my boy Joe, this is a flex. I'm sorry. My boy Joe.
Yeah, fine. Talk your shit.
No, humble brag. Humble
talk
brag.
Your shit.
Thanks, man. Thank you. I will right now. My boy misspelled the word democracy, and it almost cost us, but I had studied my flashcards very hard the night before. He forgot the other, there were two C's in the word democracy. He only got the first one.
You can't forget the second C.
No, not at all. No. But yeah, anyway, I'm sorry.
No. Is that the word you went on?
Zaloopers. I'm sorry. Democracy. No, that's the word we almost lost on.
Yeah.
Oh, this was a team effort.
No, yeah, we were a duo.
Okay, I got you.
We're like Hurricane and Rose, the WWE duo from the early 2000s.
Shawn Michaels and Triple X.
Yeah, you're familiar.
Triple
Triple X.
Triple X. Hey. You're familiar. We'll talk about Dua Lipa after we do this. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Z Loopers. I'm not going to act like I have been listening to a ton of this man. He's actually someone I threw on to the end of my list here. Because I heard a song recently, actually on the Tony Snow album. It's called Last Chance. Z Loopers is on it, and it's just so good. I played it over and over. And I just, from this one song, I just see a lot of potential in this dude. And I went to his Spotify. He's got a ton of music to check out. And I know it sounds goofy that I put somebody on my list who I haven't listened to a ton, but I just honestly got that good of a first impression. And he's someone who I haven't seen a lot. So I figured maybe people haven't listened to him a lot yet. But he's probably going to get some of my listens. It's kind of like a Danny Brownish kind of in some of his songs I checked out a little bit, but not always. It's not always like, I'm not going to do a Danny Brown. Thank God. I almost instead of Danny Brown. That wouldn't have been good for anybody. Everybody loses when I do a Danny Brown impression. But
yeah, he's tight. I love the feature. You sent the song over. Yeah, I'm definitely interested to tap in. We can all kind of tap in like together. Yeah.
I mean, he had an album out last year called Van Gogh's Left Ear. He got RX Nephew on there, who we just talked about. I think it's the same.
Really? One. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I think it's the same one. It might not be the same one.
Oh, let's go.
And then he's got Danny Brown on there. But really the big thing, like Boo getting in on the ground floor, man. He was the one of two features listed on the Earl Sweatshirt album.
That's right. He was on that fucking album.
Yeah.
He was mumbling.
He's interesting. Again, I didn't really catch the same first impression Boo got, but seeing the resume and seeing the amount of stuff he's put out and like the people that are willing to work with him, I'm definitely going to dig in.
He's cool with cool people, which is a good sign. Usually at least
it's important. Thing. Yeah.
Not an end all be all. It's definitely not an end all be all, but it's a good sign.
Yeah. And it's a good sign when it doesn't feel like the people that he's working with are trying to force him onto their stuff. You know, we get a lot of that where there are rappers that have their label and they try to push some whack ass dude on you, but like, he doesn't really have that vibe. It feels like you were saying he's cool with cool people.
Yeah. Feels like he's our friend.
Yeah.
Lee, you're next, right?
Yeah. And I feel like this show has been a weird turn of events because I feel like the people that I've listed have been some of the more popular artists, and you guys are getting a little low-key on me. So I had to return the favor on this one. I'm going to go with Tim Liar, who only has one album out at the moment, but it came out this year. So, you know, we talked about getting it on people early. I could not do this without recommending a Nigerian artist. I talk about Nigerian music all the time on here. So I had to recommend a Nigerian artist, and I was stuck between a couple. It was between Tim Liar and Rima. I was like, Rima's pretty big. People know who Rima is by now. So let me go with Tim Liar. Like I said, one album came out this year. It's called Worry. It didn't make my mid-year five, but it was damn close because Short, Sweet, Condensed. It's a great introduction to him as an artist. Pretty good variety of sounds. You get like the typical upbeat Afro, kind of like Afrobeat stuff, but it's a lot of like chill vibes on here. It's a lot more like the R&B side of like the Nigerian sound right now, which I love. A lot of great features, which I love. He can work with really any kind of artist. A couple of good solo cuts too, though. Like, he's just showing like the versatility, which is the best thing to show on a first project. So yeah, one project out, 9 songs, 30 minutes. Listen to that and join me in waiting for new music. If you only want to hear one song, I would say Real for sure. My favorite song is.
That's all. Nine songs, 31 minutes. That's a very good sell on like a come listen to this guy pitch.
Yeah.
And you said like Nigerian R&B is that booming at the moment?
I listen to a lot of Nigerian music. I think when people think of Nigeria right now, they think of Burna Boy and Davido and Wizkid. Those are like the three names everyone thinks of. But there is this like bubbling underground scene. Like we did the mid-year episode. Cruel Santino, he made my mid-year five. He's a guy from Nigeria who I feel like is kind of bubbling a little bit. Amaray is another one. She had like a big TikTok record last year. Like Nigeria, yeah, her name is spelled weird. It's like A-M-A-A-R-I-E.
Okay.
But yeah, like Nigeria is really kind of just in a really great mode right now. I love what I'm hearing from them. And I think this guy could really, really join that crop. So
nice.
Yeah, yeah. Check him out.
Good shit. I got a whole lot of shit to check out there.
Yeah, I mean, like Lee said, like Nigeria, Ghana, that region of Africa is really cooking when it comes to music. They got their own sound, which is always the best. When it doesn't feel like they're appropriating a different sound or a different culture. So
you'll always
love that, even if it is in English, which is another thing I really appreciate. Foreign music in English makes it easier for me. Music needs to be in English. It should.
Yeah, yeah, I get what you're saying because it makes.
Damn,
it
I can see the headlines now, Youngest. what you hate to find out like this, folks.
Supports drug driving.
Yes. But I definitely do feel that because, like, I'm trying to like dip my I listen to a lot more Latin music now. I'm trying to dip my toes into K-pop, and it can be just like that language barrier is kind of there. So, yeah, when you kind of get the best of both worlds, it's English, and it kind of sound you like you can hear that it's from somewhere else. So it's a good combo.
All right, my last one I guess would be Blue Bucks Clan. Booba.
Gotta be careful with that.
I've never said the words out loud, so I didn't realize fucking to say goddamn Blue Bucks Clan.
Nah, they getting Youngest out of here with this.
He's like, guys, I swear. Like four clips hear me out.
I've got him done.
All right, what are you two trying to say it for me?
No, sir.
The BBC, baby.
Yeah.
BBC, blue as in the color Bucks Clan with a C. They're a group from California. They dropped my favorite project of theirs last year, and I think it is their last project, actually. It is called Clan Virus 2. They work with some pretty good people. They got a song on here with Quavo and Hit-Boy. They got a song with Yachty. They got a song with Bino Redu.
They're from New York?
No, they're from L.A.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Very, very California. Yeah, they're in a similar vein that we discussed with like Boo's suggestions, where they like have a lot of fun with their rap and they're like cracking jokes in between. A little less summer feel than like Payroll Giovanni stuff, but they are from California still, so it is a little more relaxed than like Chicago drill or Atlanta rap or a lot of other stuff. So really recommend them. One of our old pals, Thomas. Me and him were on this early. I don't know who found it first, but he's not listening, so I'm gonna claim that I found it first. But yeah, they're a whole lot of fun. I mean, like one of their songs, my favorite of theirs is Horace Grant, and it's just like them two trading bars for like 3 minutes, and the end goes, "We don't really have a hook." And then he says the line about Horace Grant, so you could tell that's when they're like, you know what, maybe we need to name this shit.
The name itself is a good sign. Just you can tell like when there are several song titles that pass the vibe check for some reason. That's just I've never seen that as a like originality, never seen that as a song title, and it's just like some obscure like aesthetic that you like 90s basketball. Like you just pull someone off like the Grizzlies bench from I don't know 98. Like I'm gonna click on the song. Anyway, I'm sorry, I didn't steal the shit.
No, you're right, exactly. That's but yeah, they work with a lot of LA artists that I really like, so that's kind of how I found them. Like they got shit with RJ Mr. LA, who probably could have been on this list for me, who I'm a big fan of out of LA. That's kind of a little bit smaller. Work with One Take J, you know, those LA guys. I tried my hardest not to make this all West Coast, but I think the West Coast scene is crazy right now, and it's amazing. There are a lot of guys that like haven't broken through nationwide. A lot of that might be because they like share a sound that's like strictly theirs, but
yeah, it's the last. I don't want to say the last. It's one of the last biggest regional sounds. You know, regional sounds, I feel like, are kind of making their way back. Like the Detroit sound is, the Michigan sound has been having like a really
Memphis big couple years.
Yeah, regional stuff is weirdly kind of making its way back. And yeah, LA just LA has that, and I feel like everybody kind of loves it. So yeah, these guys kind of fit in that, and yeah, I think they're super dope as well.
I mean, it's not just it is that like sound in the thing. Maybe I just like the sound, and that's what attracts me to like a lot of these guys. But yeah. I think there are a lot of dudes out there like crazy talented that just, if it gets out there and it gets to your ears, you might really enjoy it. If it doesn't, you might never hear about it. And Blue Bucks Clan falls into that. I'm not saying that fucking name anymore.
Say it slowly, folks.
Yeah, be careful when you repeat it. Be careful.
Don't get any bumper stickers.
Yeah.
For this, this isn't like a. I think they're gonna have trouble with merch.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or know, honestly, not. Yeah, they could have some fire merch for real.
Yeah,
they're hilarious because they name a lot of their songs after athletes for some reason. Like their big breakout song is called Todd Gurley. I mentioned Horace Grant before. They got a song called Aaron Judge. They're on a song called Najee Harris. Like they just take random athletes out of a fucking hat and like, you know what? We're gonna rap about literally anything else and then just drop a name in there.
Yeah.
I support that.
Yeah. But Boo, was there anyone that you don't really want to go at length about but kind of want to give a quick shout out?
You know, I almost, this was going to be my number three spot. I changed. I only did three. I was thinking before I added two loopers in there. So I need to not try to be slick about it. I need to commit to either Z loopers or Z loopers. See, I just tried to like say Z loopers.
Don't worry. I need we'll get them on the show with you, and then you guys can hash this.
There we go. Yeah. Oh, thank God. Yeah, Z loopers. That's what I'm going with. Z loopers. I'm sorry. I was talking about fucking this other person. This other person is Kiri Pax. Kiri Pax is the name. I've only found this person on SoundCloud. I honestly haven't looked on Spotify or on YouTube. But there's this one song called Soul Leader, and it's fucking amazing. It's so good. It's actually someone I found on TikTok. It was a TikTok with like, I think only like
this is why we have
likes or some shit.
Hey. This is why we have Boo on, because I'm not perusing TikTok for this shit, and Boo is.
Man, TikTok brought this one to me, and it was like this underground music collective. That was their words, not mine. And there were several people whose music they played a few seconds of in one TikTok, and this person was one of them. And they sound like, I don't know much about the person. I looked up there. If you Google them, no pictures pop up. So like, this might be a young person as well. You know, like, I don't know if this is like, this might not be like a grown person, but you know,
yeah, shout out the name for us again one time.
Kiri Pax, K-I-R-I, and then Pax is spelled with an X in there. It's P-A-X-K.
I like that.
Gotcha. So yeah, that's shit. Off the top of my head, I think that's the only one right now. If something else comes to mind, I'll scream it at the top of my lungs.
There you go. Just interrupt me, or Lee. Yeah. Lee, you got a list.
Oh, in a heartbeat. You want to give a quick
shout out? Two more. I got to get my kind of like ultra nerd recommendations. OG first. OGI is how you spell her name. Brand new artist, another one who only has one project out. She just put it out, I think, a month ago, excuse me. So it's about a month old. It's called Monologues. This is kind of more in that, yeah, this is definitely some shit Lee listens to. Very traditional R&B. I love her voice. Like the way she harmonizes is just the next level. You can tell she's influenced by like that 2000 Soul Quarians type shit. You can tell that's a big part of her music. She's actually signed to No ID. No ID kind of scooped her up. Damn. And has been working with her for a little bit. So yeah, I think she's someone who is going to be heading up. Check out her debut EP. It's called Monologues. Super, super dope. And for the ultra, ultra, ultra Saturday Lee, less than 1,000 monthly listeners recommendation. I'm going to go with Nappy High. Nappy High is a producer who I really, really love. He's got a couple projects out, but I mean, he has some big placements. Like, he's worked with Mick Jenkins. He's worked with Benny the Butcher, Blue, Boldy James. Like, he has some names that he's worked with. Really, really good producer. More summer vibes. Got a lot of summer vibes on the last project. It's called Green. It came out this year. I think it's really, really dope. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, for me, let me think of some small. So funny. We got our list on Spotify. I pay for Apple Music, so I use the free version of Spotify. Mm-hmm. When you make a small playlist, like Booze was, I think, like 7 songs, it'll throw in other music that's not on the playlist.
Yeah.
So I was actually cutting my grass listening to Booze playlist.
Hey,
and
Booze, just makes sense.
Yeah. And a song popped on, and it was sampling Gin and Juice, but it was very clear it wasn't approved. So I was laughing, and I was like, bro, this is some shit Shawnee Bin Laden does, because like Shawnee Bin Laden has so many samples, like clearly not approved. So I popped up my phone to check who it was, because I was like, I thought I was still listening to Blue's playlist. I was like, who'd Boo put on here that would do this shit? And it was a Shawnee Bin Laden song Spotify stuck in there.
Damn. So that's where's he from?
He's from New York. He is okay. Very opposite of the Caleb Giles that I was talking about. Shawnee Bin Laden's very like New York drill, and his music is funny, kind of in a sense. Yeah, like I said, he samples stuff left and right, and it's very clearly he can't ever blow up, because if he does, he's gonna get hit a lot on the copyright back text. These shits are not approved. Gin and Juice isn't even on Spotify anymore, and he's got he's got a song called Snoop Shit where he's sampling it and just rapping straight on it.
He's like, I don't care. If they come for me, they come for me. He could just be like Knowledge, the producer. Knowledge was like asked about it in some, like, I don't know if it was Rolling Stone or what, but they said like, you like just use samples from records, like, and you have such a high volume on your Spotify. Like, are you worried about lawsuits? And he's like, honestly, like, I'm not really protecting myself in any way, but like, shit, I just keep flooding it and nothing really happens. He's like, what are they gonna do, sue me for way more than like I could possibly give them, you know? Like, so many violations. It's just like, I don't know. It's so far, I don't, hopefully that continues to work out for him in the long run, but so far it's been bulletproof. Yeah, to my knowledge.
Yeah, and the thing with Knowledge too though, he is not sampling like as popular songs as Shawnee Bin Laden. Yeah, go check out
Shawnee Bin Laden. Doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, he really doesn't give a shit, and it's fun, and I enjoy it as a listener. Now you're to like tell him to stop. Definitely don't stop. Keep doing it, bro.
shout out to Balin. Balin put me on to Shawnee, I think.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds about right. Has Balin been on the show? I think he's been on the show.
Maybe. I don't think so.
On his show.
Yeah, he needs to be though.
Yeah, that's very New York. Another suggestion I have, I believe he is from New Orleans. His name is Lil Heat. He dropped an album last year that I really enjoyed. It's a wild mess because he's kind of offbeat. Like, he's offbeat for like 3/4 of the song, but sometimes he finds these pockets where he's on beat. I don't know how to really describe it. And it sounds fucking amazing. So once he figures that whole shit out, it's gonna sound great.
I think the ideas of off and on beat are becoming more and more fluid.
Where we draw
the line for off. I don't know. It's just like you can just be so tastefully. I guess we're kind of past that. Blueface got us past that a few years ago.
I was gonna say, not that Blueface was the first one to do it, but Blueface and G Herbo were really the ones that were like popularized it.
And now I think people are like playing with it, and it's funny because a lot of the results are like really cool and kind of like forward thinking stuff. So
So Lil Heat. Apparently he dropped an album this year. I have not listened to it yet, so I'm not gonna vouch for that one. But the Heated album with the song Lottery Pick is the first song where he talks about how he's better than Joel Embiid.
Good. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Like how tall is he? How tall is this man?
Is he a hooper?
I'll go look up his combine numbers and get back to you, Boo.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so I think that might be our show. Is there anything we want to touch on before we go, Lee?
I don't think so. But Boo, anything else, like anything you want to talk about? Anything you've been listening to that's not underground lately that you've been fucking with? Like, I know you were talking about Yeet before the show.
This Yeet, man. Yeah. This Yeet. It's got me. Oh, I took a big breath. It's got me in a chokehold. It's so hard to stop once you really dig your feet in to some Yeet. It's tough to stop. But that's been what I've been playing most recently.
Are you into the deluxe? Or are you still?
Yeah. I am. There's a couple songs on that. I don't really listen to like 3G. But I really like the one with Lancey on there. I think it's Love Money. I love Way Back. I don't know, man. He just has too many good songs too early. Like so many. He just dropped two albums. His first two fucking albums that I listened to, there were just so few skips. And like no one's won me over this quickly, I feel like, before. Someone probably has, but I don't know. Like, it's just, he's won me over very quickly. It's hard to stop listening, man.
I definitely saw that with, like, the reaction to Yeet online, where it kind of just came out of nowhere. People were talking about it, and then it was just like, boom. It happened so fast.
And there's, he's another guy who there's a sense of, like, he's not taking things too seriously as well. And I think that's kind of charming in a way. You know, like, it kind of, like, it's endearing, like, I don't know. He's just kind of funny too, and kind of accidentally funny in a way too. Like he's just kind of, I don't know. He's just cool.
Yeah, Yeet's not someone I've really dug into yet. But I went to a music festival he was supposed to perform at, and he just didn't show up. I'm gonna check out Yeet because like I've heard a lot of people talk about Yeet, and he just didn't show up.
That just broke my heart a little bit.
Yeah.
No, that could be.
There were a lot of disappointed people, bro.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's really shitty. Come on, Yeet.
Yeah, there were people more disappointed than me. I didn't really give a shit. There were people that were like heartbroken. But yeah, like we said, big body behavior, because Erykah Badu don't do that shit. Lauryn Hill don't do that shit.
That's right.
Well, that's what the greats do.
Yeah, like that's a sign that you could really be on your way to next level superstardom. You know what I mean?
So just be a dick to your fans, and if they keep showing up, the music's too good.
That's tough.
All right. Well, Boo, we appreciate having you on, man. You are welcome anytime.
Shit. Thank you, guys. Yeah, this is a lot of fun, man. I really appreciate you guys thinking on me. And of course, man, this was cool.
If you ever think about something, you're like, damn, I wish I could just get an hour to ramble about this music shit. Let us know.
For real.
We'll work it out.
We'll drop everything.
Oh, let's go. What I'm saying?
I just want to talk about Italian chamber pop. Like, well, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We'll make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
we'll
you beat me to the punch. I didn't know you knew about the the ICP. I did. Oh, that's a whole different thing. ICP. My fault. That's a whole different episode. But thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate you. As for the rest of you, review. Thank you all. Rate, give us 5 stars.
Playlist will be coming. I'll post it not tomorrow, probably the day after because I gotta make it. But yeah, playlist will be coming. So if you want to check these artists out, we'll make that happen.
We should be back next week, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be back next week. We don't know what yet. We'll figure it out. But
yeah.
Thank you for listening as always. Rate, review, give us 5 stars.
Have a good week, and we appreciate you.